Tefillah for Life, Shir 1106, Yom Revi, Bishabes, Parashiyas Matas Masay. We are discussing various challenges that people have in Tefillah, and sometimes we struggle with Kavana and we wonder to ourselves, how important is our Tefillah anyway? We're discussing currently Vayivarech David, the Psukim in Vayivarech David, and we try to put in the effort to have kavana by this pasuk, by this word, trying to work on our avodah shebelev. How important is that avodah? If the rest of davening we're still struggling, is it really worth it to put in the effort a little bit over here and a little bit over there? And the Netziv in Hamikdavar in the beginning of Parshas Noach on the pasuk, Esu Aleikim is Halach Noach, that Noach walked with the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Zokta Netziv, Noach was not naturally good. The Toiv was not his nature. And therefore, even though a person who is naturally good has a schus to get schar in Olam Hazeh, but he explains that only protects him in a situation which is not dangerous, bedarach hateva. Meaning, if he's not in a dangerous circumstance, a person who is good by nature will be protected. But let's say it's a makim sakana, let's say it's a dangerous situation, like the situation by the Mabul. Such an individual will not necessarily be protected because his nature is to follow the Rabbeinu Shlomo. But Noach, on the other hand, his nature was not to be a toiv. He had to overcome his nature to serve the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Zokta Netziv, he understood that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do, and therefore he overcame his nature. That's why he was zeiche to have a special hashkacha protis, even during the time of the Mabul. So the Netziv is telling us that when a person breaks his nature, he has a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if the situation is a situation of din, it's not a time that a person should necessarily deserve to be protected. But when a person breaks his nature, Zokta Netziv, he's zeiche to a special shmira. And that's how we have to view when we're faced with a difficulty when it comes to tefillah, and we have to break our nature, and we have to try to have kavana to daven, and then we struggle, and sometimes we could have kavana, and sometimes we can't. Says the Netziv, such a tefillah, such a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brings a tremendous hashkacha pratis, a tremendous shmira, a tremendous bracha. When you break your nature for the Rabbeinu Shleilam, the Rabbeinu Shleilam will bend nature for you.